The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Episode of Hashtag No Filter. Today's guest is someone who has been on the podcast before, and he is someone I used to work with and also an old boss of mine. So these last two episodes have been with two of my old bosses. And today's episode is with Austin Kevich, who is the founder of Locks Club. If you've followed my Instagram for a little while, you've definitely seen him on my Instagram stories, and you've definitely heard me talk about Locks Club. I worked there for a couple years, and obviously Austin and I work together. So it's a fun little conversation. Some of it, as I was editing it, I'm like, oh, unless you worked at Locks Club or work at Locks Club, some of this might not make sense to you. But no, overall, it was a really great conversation. We talked about the dating landscape and how it's changed, and the dating industry and his industry in general. We talked about relationships in general, all sorts of good stuff. So hope you enjoy. And without further ado, here's Austin Kevich on this episode of Hashtag No Filter. Welcome back to the podcast, Austin. How are we doing today?
I'm so excited to be back. Thank you for having me. I remember last time felt like yesterday, talking about Alex Choate and stuff.
And yes, and last time also, I ended up taking that episode down. Right.
How come?
I feel like we said a lot of things that I ended up taking the episode down.
It was too unfiltered.
I don't know, but it was something. So yes, last time, and I can't link to the episode. Well, last episode, Alec, who is Austin's best friend and co-founder of Locks Club, who's, I believe, sitting right next to him, also my arch nemesis. I'm just kidding. We're friends now, but they were on the podcast together, but today we're having Austin back. And while it will be fun and silly and great, we're also going to talk about some serious things. So are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He gets shy. Okay. So just in like 3-second nutshell, who are you?
In 3 seconds?
Or in like 10 seconds, like make it snappy. But who are you? Like, what's your deal?
An amateur magician. I can moonwalk. I get a lot of nosebleeds. Well, I used to. What else is there?
Like your profession, like,
oh, like the boring surface.
Yeah, level. Just like give it. That's why I said 3 seconds.
Created this thing called Locks Club, where I had the blessing of working with Julie, and I hope it evolves into a lot of more stuff we're working on. And Julie knows that I love, you know, writing TV shows and movies and stuff like that.
Okay. That's his intro. He's like modest, but I'll give more of an intro in the real intro. Okay. Anyway, so, you know, hashtag no filter, we try to be very unfiltered, and we like talking about dating and relationships and sex and things of that nature. So Austin told me there's like nothing off limits. So I'm just going for it. What's the term, going for the jugular?
Going for the jugular. Yeah. Jugular.
Okay. So I do want to ask you, I want to start this off. So you founded a dating app. What would you say, like, is, because I've asked this on with all my guests recently, what do you think's changed in the dating landscape right now? Because granted, neither of us are single, but like when we were both single and very much mingling, like it feels like things have changed. What have you noticed being in the industry?
I mean, the obvious one is people are way more open to online dating being a necessary evil. Like, it's become the new default rather than a couple of years ago, like the go-to was meeting people at bars. Mm-hmm. or whatnot. And then I think especially with the pandemic, everyone just had to accept that the future of meeting people is through these online communities.
And I mean, we met both of our significant others on Lox.
Oh yeah, we totally did.
Totally did. So first I want to talk about some like work stuff and like running Lox and things like that. And then we're going to get into more, you know, I guess R-rated things. So maybe earmuffs for the kids. So you own a company, you have a team. I was on that team. What would you say is the most important like personality trait or strength of someone who would want to either work in the industry, work with Lox Club, or work with you? Like, what is like the most important personality trait you look for in an employee?
I'd say there's two. There's empathy. They really get it. They really are aware of the things that are annoying about dating apps and brands in general. And then the other part of it is the execution doer, whatever you want to call it. Like, they can actually like put it into action and suggest ways to fix it.
I'm surprised you didn't say anything about ego.
You thought I was going to say low ego?
Yeah.
Well, it's important, but it's not the number one. I think that's like a given. Like, no one wants to work with someone who's annoying, but right?
Right.
And I think if you get excited about this big goal or big vision, and you kind of by default, like you put your ego aside because you want to like make something real for people to use and benefit from.
Okay, that makes sense. So what would you like, if you were sitting next to, I don't know who it would be, but a leading expert in this field, and I know you've met some of those people, like what would you want to ask them? Like, what would you want to know?
A leading expert in,
you know, maybe of a very, you know, successful dating app that's been around for a while, or I don't know, just anyone in your industry, like what would, or in the tech space, like if you could ask them anything.
I think our advantage is that we aren't them. Like, we're coming at it from such a different perspective than everyone else in the industry. And because all of us were using the dating apps and weren't working on Lox Club less than 2 years ago. So we still think like consumers.
Right.
And I always want to like stay in that mindset of like everything we're building. I mean, you've heard me say this a lot, like is for the people and not for the company.
Right.
So I'd be scared to ask someone who was successful in the space what path they took, because also the landscape was so different from like Tinder, building something like Tinder, to like now building Lox Club. So much has changed.
That's true.
Even just in people's expectations.
So what would you ask the founder of OnlyFans?
If they can boost Julie's account.
You know, I've really considered doing OnlyFans.
You would crush it.
But not, I wouldn't show my face or any inappropriate parts of my
body. Your feet, obviously. You're known for your feet.
I would just show my feet. Right. Should I?
I also think the beautiful thing about that is that like, if it's just your feet, then Chuck and Marcy can get behind it and be proud of you. And
do you think they'd be proud?
Yes, because what's the difference between that and, you know, having a daughter who's a professional model and she's on the cover of, I don't know, what's a magazine where models are on the cover?
Right. Go for it. Wait, we should ask Marcy. I mean, you and Marcy have voice noted. So maybe you voice note her later and ask her?
Feet are probably genetic, right? So maybe your parents are known for their feet too.
Maybe we'll have to ask them next time. I think Marcy and Chuck would do it. But truly, I thought, you know how much people make from OnlyFans, right? Like, you're very well aware of that.
I don't know. I can guess what the top people make because of Bad Baby. Remember, she broke the record?
Right. Do you think should go on OnlyFans?
I think he can have a big male following. I can't see females being into his OnlyFans.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Maybe he should do that. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I had another question. So now what would you say is like a common, like a misconception, a myth about the field in which you are? Your area of expertise. No, the field, like the dating industry, dating app industry. What's like a very common misconception?
I think a very common misconception, and I'm totally guilty of still having this misconception, is that all dating apps suck. And what I've learned through actually finally putting, you know, my money where my mouth is and building an app myself is that I think people just hate dating altogether, generally speaking. Like no one, if you ask anyone about their love life or their dating life, like rarely are people like, oh my God, I love dating. Separate from the apps. People are like, oh my God, the experience of dating is so fun and so reward. Like it's so different from, you know, meditation apps where people are proud to say, I have a 31 day streak on this meditation app. No one's proud to say I've gotten laid 31 days in a row from some dating app, right? Yeah. I open this dating app every day. So I think there's a stigma on dating as a whole, and that as a result of that, like a stigma on dating apps too.
But people who have met their significant others on dating apps are very proud to say that they met their significant other on a dating app.
We've seen that on Locks Club. Certain apps, I think people are more proud to say they met on than others, depending on the brand. And I think that's becoming a newer thing. A couple of years ago, not that long ago, people would lie and be like, hey, I know we met on X dating app, but let's just tell everyone we met at the gym.
Right. No, but maybe I take it back. Some people are like proud to say it, but they're like not ashamed of it. I mean, like we both met our significant others on Locks Club.
Right. I remember we were shocked when people started Instagramming like thanks at Locks Club on Instagram with a couple's photo.
No, Locks like, Club. It's a different reputation than others. Not that the others are bad, but like it's a different reputation. Totally. So you've created a culture. I used to work at Locks Club for a while, and you created a culture that became almost like family. Like we truly became like a family, which has its pros and its cons. How do you navigate that? Because as great as it is that your company and your people get so close, it can also have its negative side effects. So like, how do you navigate that being the founder and a boss?
Yeah. That's funny to ask me this question because I'm probably the worst at navigating it. I don't take anything seriously. Like even the negative side effects of being such a close-knit team, the drama made me laugh. Like for example, like the love triangle between you, Alec, and are we allowed to say her name?
Who's the girl? Who are you talking about?
Sarah.
Sarah from the LA party?
Yes.
I don't think she's listening to the podcast.
Okay, well, that was probably the biggest drama we've had, right?
Would you call it a love triangle?
It was kind of a joking, half-joking love triangle.
Right.
I mean, we embellished it for the company gossip column.
Of course.
Which doesn't exist, wink, wink.
Right.
yeah, and even that was entertaining at least. Like one day we're gonna look back, I try to put it in perspective. Like when I'm on my deathbed, one day I'm gonna look back on this whole Locks Club experience and remember moments like that where like we were all sitting on the couches at the Airbnb and you and Alec were fighting.
But that was like a situation that was intense. So, okay, before we get into some very hot and heavy questions about dating, what would you like to wrap up the career part? What would you say is the biggest lesson you've learned so far? Not in your career, but in the history of you and Locks Club. Like what's the biggest lesson or biggest like takeaway from everything you've had to, you know, all of it? Besides that I'm the perfect employee.
Besides you being my favorite employee ever, the biggest takeaway I'm still trying to get better at is just do things and not overthink it and trust that you'll learn as you go. And, you know, the faster you make mistakes, the faster you'll learn. And I have this tendency to overthink everything and overanalyze everything because I'm afraid to make a mistake. I'm afraid to make like a big mistake, but I've learned that most decisions are irreversible. Most decisions you can like learn and adapt. So I want to get better at, you know, being as fast as possible and learning, and everything's an experiment. Everything's a learning experience, and having that mindset.
I love that. That's so self-aware of you. Austin and I have also shared a couple of therapists. So shout out. Okay. Now segueing, how do you, or, you know, hypothetically, how do you find love, if you will, or a relationship when you're too involved in your work? Like, I'm not saying you're too involved in your work, but you are, you know, I don't know if you have much of a work-life balance. I'm not sure these days, but how do you do that? Like, how do you date? How do you get in a relationship when you're as involved in work as you are?
Like me personally, or
yeah, no, you personally, we're talking about you.
Okay. How do I find love? Well, there's very few instances in my life where I'd say I succeeded at finding love. So I probably shouldn't be giving advice on this, but I think, you know, if you're, when you have this crazy work-life balance like I do, I think that's because I genuinely enjoy the work, and that's why I'm choosing to work on it on nights and weekends. And I think some along those paths, you'll meet someone whose interests overlap with you, or I don't know, like humor overlaps with you, or a friend of a friend, you guys hang out and meet them. And like somehow you just got to trust that your path will overlap with someone else, as long as you're living a life that's authentic to you. Like you generally want to be doing this life. Like I've made the past mistake of, you know, if I ever felt like I was going down a path where it just like didn't feel like, it felt like I was just doing it for money. I think those are the circumstances where, you know, you could get a little veer off the path, and you're not really meeting people who are aligned with your interests and like the kind of lifestyle you want. So good, I guess, answer. What?
I said good answer, but finish that.
So. Yeah. That was just a long way. I just like a long way of saying do try to live a life, do as many things as you enjoy as possible that are like authentic to your interests.
Well, and right. And then the right person will come along when they're supposed to come along, kind of thing. And then they'll like, they won't, they'll be an enhancement to your life and not like a burden. Right.
Yeah. I think we've had so many talks about this where if someone's causing more stress to your life, you should probably reassess if they're the person for you right now.
Okay. So what are your, and for you, like the top three qualities of a healthy relationship for you?
For me?
Yes.
Humor. Can you guys laugh, you know, when things are good, and then also when things are stressful, can you kind of like zoom out from it and laugh at it together? Mm-hmm. Two, communicate and be vulnerable with each other. Like there's always going to be issues and awkward moments or like needs that you want to share. And I find that if like you could find someone that you're comfortable being vulnerable with, and they're not going to run away from you, but rather like listen and try to figure out a compromise with you, that's super important. The third one is bedtime and morning person. Like
wait, what?
Finding,
oh, like a
aligning on like, are you both a night owl, or is one of you a morning person? It's such an underrated, under talked about compatibility thing that I'm realizing is, if one person's a night owl and one person needs to go to bed early, and same thing with the morning, you're on just such different paths every day.
That's such a good point. I've like never really thought about it, and I don't think it's ever been met. Like that's such a good point.
It's something I realized recently.
Huh.
Because the person I'm seeing now, she's on the exact same, like we're both night owls that are trying to go to bed earlier, even though we're naturally night owls. And then we both naturally like need more sleep, or we're very sleep sensitive. So it takes effort to get out of bed in the morning. And it's nice that we could bond over that, versus like in the past, I've dated people that just pass out super early. And I'm like, how did you do that? Now I need to take melatonin and CBD to catch up with you. And then in the morning, if I try to wake up with them, I'm groggy.
That's such a good point.
What about you and your current person?
My girlfriend, we're on the same page. Although we both like have trouble sleeping. Like we have like lately I've had big sleep issues and like, we'll like, yeah. We're on the same page about that. But when we sleep.
That's amazing. So if you're on the same,
he can wake up earlier than me and function, but I'm not like the biggest morning person, but we're like enough on the same page where it's not an issue.
Do you talk about him openly on the pod?
I haven't said his name, but has come up the last few episodes because he's a big part of my life. So it kind of comes up, you know.
You know how Call Her Daddy will give a nickname to the guy?
Oh, yeah. What should his nickname be?
Is it like that?
We can't.
Maybe
Okay. So what you said something in your last answer about like how you guys, being vulnerable and whatever. And if you don't always agree, whatever, how do you fight in a relationship? Because I've talked about this on a couple of podcasts now. Like, I think how one fights in a relationship is very indicative of a lot of other things. Like, do you stay in the room? Do you walk away? Do you have the conversation? Do you go to sleep on it? Like, how do you fight?
Me personally, I'm not a fighter. I mean,
you're really not.
You know me so well. Like, it would take so much to get me, you know, heightened to the point where like I'm arguing or fighting. I just, so someone would have to threaten my family or threaten Julie to get me in that pissed off state.
Not a fight. Like a disagreement.
I would just be like, hey, can I share my perspective? And then I want to hear yours. And wherever it's mismatched, let's talk about it openly.
Yeah. Like,
I'd rather just talk about it.
Right. But I could see you, like, if there was a fight and it's something so aggressive, I could still see you making like a joke in the middle of it.
Oh yeah. I've gotten in trouble for that with past relationships. They get frustrated that I'm not taking it seriously enough.
Yeah.
I totally deflect with humor a little bit. And so also in the past, it's helped me to distance myself a little bit and write out along like a text message, not because I'm afraid to talk in person. I just find that I could gather my thoughts easier if I can type it out and edit it and be like, okay, like here's my perspective and here's the logic of how I got there. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think this is your perspective. And like, here's a solution.
Yeah, no, it's true because I'm very reactive. Did you know, buddy? Oh, by the way, buddy is Alex. We've been saying buddy, and I'm not sure people know it's Alex. But yeah, I can be very reactive. So it's good to write things out. But like, if you we've even had stuff when we were working together, like you would get a little heated, but then 3 seconds later, you're making a joke about buddy's chode. It's like,
yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So,
I probably also sometimes with you, I would pretend to be heated. Just so you wouldn't see the joke coming.
Yeah.
Like that would be the setup. And then I would like, make a chode joke.
Right. Always the chode
joke. No, you know what I'm talking about. Remember, like, I text you sometimes and be like, hey, I need to talk to you about something serious. And then you get all scared. Yeah. Then you get all scared. And then it would really just be something about someone's pee-pee or something.
Or something, right. Something very appropriate. Definitely appropriate. Yeah. All right. Are you ready? It's a would you rather round. And I asked these same questions to Jason, who is also a boss of mine. So there we go. All right. Would you rather get $1 million right now or get $100,000 a year for 10 years?
$1 million right now.
Okay. Agree. Would you rather go back in time to fix your biggest money mistake or look into the future and find out where you would end up?
Fix my biggest money mistake or
like look into the future to see where you would end up.
Oof. I'm scared to look into the future. I don't really have any big money mistakes, but I'm scared to look into the future because what if I see something that'll fuck me up?
Okay, so you would rather fix something from the past?
Yeah, I would rather look at the future. I don't have any like crazy mistakes that I think about every day.
That's fair. Okay. I know the answer to this one. Would you rather be chronically underdressed or overdressed? I mean, what are
under
currently?
Yeah.
No, you always dress great. Just sometimes it's like a black t-shirt. It's like Steve Jobs. Like you have an outfit. You have a uniform.
Yeah. I like wearing what's comfortable.
Yeah, I get that.
I would wear sweatpants every day if I could.
I believe that. Would you rather have a pause button on your life or a rewind button on your life?
Pause.
Would you rather have a full phone battery all the time? Oh, you don't drive. I would say, would you rather have a full phone battery all the time or a full gas tank all the time?
Gas tank, because phone's easier to charge.
True.
And especially yeah. You could charge the phone in the car.
True. That's true. Would you rather be forced to live the same day over and over and over again for a full year or take 3 years off the end of your life?
Same day. What if it's a fun day?
It's true. I love your outlook.
Like what if I'm hanging out with you and we're
what would we be doing on like our perfect fun day? Although that day in Miami was really fun with, I mean, there were other people involved, but that was fun.
I think we would wake up, we would go to the McDonald's drive-thru and get you some Diet Coke and tell them to put, you know, whatever the fresh Coca-Cola syrup they have in the back, put that in the machine. Mm-hmm. And then we would stop at the liquor store and get a bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. And then we would stop at Walmart and get some travel shampoo containers and fill them up with white
Can
wine.
We go to Target. I prefer Target over Walmart.
Okay, we go to Target and get shampoo travel containers, fill them up with white wine. Buy a fanny pack for both of us, fill them up with shampoo bottles, mini shampoo bottles of white wine. So then we have a constant supply throughout the day. I wouldn't drink any of the white wine because I only like red, but I would carry the white wine to fuel you throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And then we would go to maybe a male strip club for you.
Would Buddy be stripping?
I hope. Well, Buddy, we could just get a private show at the house.
True.
But he's weird about that. He's not really comfortable. He doesn't like getting naked for his friends.
It's weird. It's not like Max. It's weird. Okay. Yeah. Well, I love that for us. Would you rather?
And then that's the end of the day. Just that.
No, but you know what I would want to end the day, where I'd want to end the day? One of my favorite memories with you, and we've had several in the last couple of years, was we went to Carbone with Buddy and Danielle and we drank so much fucking red wine and ate so much pasta.
Yeah, I remember that. We had those giant menus in front of our faces. You know what I'm talking about? They're so big.
They're too big.
It's kind of obnoxious.
Like why not just... We should tell them it's I so know. Dumb. Okay, would you rather oversleep every day for a week or not get any sleep at all for 4 days straight?
Oversleep. I love we my bed.
Okay, would you rather sip gin with Ryan Reynolds or would you rather have tequila with The Rock?
Jason Tardik?
Or Jason Tardik. Yeah, or that.
Gin with Ryan Reynolds.
Do you love Ryan Reynolds or you just like gin?
I do like him. I mean, I don't know him. I like his movies.
And he's a good businessman, it seems.
I think he's super witty. That like the movies are so
yeah,
they're so clever. Oh, his assistant met her husband on or fiance on Mock's Club.
Oh my god, I knew that actually. Oh, that's funny. Mm-hmm. I didn't even plan that for that. That's random. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Woo, shout out Lux Club. Okay.
Little plug.
Would you rather walk in on your parents? Your parents aren't together, but a parent with someone having sex, or then walk in on you? Shout out Austin's dad.
Them walking on me. Both are so.
Everyone I've asked that has said the same thing.
Yeah, I think it'd be weird to want to walk in on your. I actually think Alec would want to walk in on his parents.
I agree. His daddy loves his dad.
His mom and him had a weird, like his mom, he told the story to our health class in middle school. Like his mom, I probably shouldn't tell. I shouldn't.
Yeah, I'll have Alec on the podcast and he can talk about that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Ask him about the story where he was at his computer and his mom walked in. Yeah.
Okay. I understand. American Pie vibes. Okay. I think I asked you this on the first episode, but it's been a while, so you can answer it again. If you were running for president, what would your slogan be?
Who cares?
I like it. Okay. I like it. Okay.
Or something about Hezbollah.
Oh, we love.
I know.
That's Alec.
Oh, but Hezbollah is so much cooler than Alec. They look similar, but
of Hezbollah because he looks like Alec.
I would love if Hezbollah was president, and I could be his vice president.
Do you think Hezbollah would be on my podcast?
Oh my god, that would be a dream.
That would be a dream. That would be a dream. And the last question, the most important question: are you ready? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. No.
What was your favorite thing about working with me?
When you would bring that funny, inappropriate authenticity to the work space. And all of my friends who have companies were always so jealous that our company culture was so open, fun, and non-judgmental. And I think that is super important for the business that we're in, having a dating app, that we can be, you know, playful about dating stories and even some R-rated dating stories, especially that we could like all laugh about together. And you were the queen of giving people the confidence to be vulnerable and laugh about it.
Well, thank you very much. That's so sweet. And then can you to ask Alec through you, like if he wants to chime in, like tell him to say something new that you can say for the closing line. Be like, Alec, you're right next to me. Be like, Alec, do you want to say something to Julie?
It's the closing question. Yeah. What was your favorite thing about working with Julie?
Wait, Alec, show your face because I might put it on the Instagram. Hi.
Hey. We talked about you a lot, so all the fans
I had my headphones in, so I couldn't hear anything.
Oh, well, it'll be exciting when the episode comes out. Do you want to share anything?
The only thing I heard was whispers of like OnlyFans for people with extraordinary body parts. I thought this was actually a good idea and good branding. Thank you.
Is there anything you want to say to me?
So many things. Just that I miss you and you're glowing right now. And
I have a ring light on me, but I'm glowing. Thank you.
Yeah, sometimes late at night when I'm laying in bed, I think about what if. And
I think we should tell your fans, not to interrupt, but I think we should tell your fans about your and Alec's communication learnings through Slack, like with the emojis.
That was actually really important. Do you want to share that, Alec?
You had different love languages through Slack.
Yeah.
Well, I learned to be more expressive with my emojis and exclamation points. And I hope Julie learned to be a little more succinct with her messages, but yeah.
I really appreciate you, Alec.
Yeah, we learned a lot from each other.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Alec, for stepping in. Maybe you'll be on the podcast. We talked about that. I would love to have you on the podcast.
Yeah, I think I could provide a different perspective.
We'll get you in touch with his agent and go from there.
Locker Room Party out now, streaming on Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you can get music. Love you guys.
Woo! Well, Austin.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming back on the podcast. This was great.
I know, it's so easy. We need to do a part 2 and 3.
Do you want? I mean, we were gonna do a podcast together. We're still gonna have a podcast, like together.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still in the works.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Austin. I love you. And
I love you too.
And there you have it. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Hashtag No Filter. If you have not subscribed, please do so. Would appreciate it so much. And as always, you can follow me on all social media at @ByJulieLauren. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting. It means more to me than you could ever know. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. the longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.